This is Sound Effect, and I'm Jennifer Wing. Today, we're exploring some of the things that keep us up at night. For Arrington de Dioniso, a painter and musician from Olympia, the source of his worry is something he's really proud of. It's a work of art. In 2010, Arrington was hired to paint a mural at a popular pizzeria in Washington, D.C. called Comet Ping Pong. It's a wall full of colorful images of people holding masks and birds, sort of in the style of Matisse. But this painting has gone from being an expression of creativity to a significant source of stress. Arrington talked to Sound Effect producer Kevin Kniestad. And a warning, this conversation contains some language that might not be appropriate for children.
A few days before the presidential election, there was this release of emails on WikiLeaks, and then there were immediately a lot of chats and things going on Reddit and 4chan and whatnot that were taking certain emails from Hillary Clinton, the campaign manager, John Podesta. You know, he had all these emails mentioning the word pizza, like, hey, let's meet up for pizza after work, or like, let's have a pizza party at Comet Ping Pong or something. And people of the, I guess they, you know, call themselves alt-right. I kind of think of them more as neo-Nazis, but people of this kind of very right-wing conspiratorial persuasion were releasing this very sort of speculative, theoretical thing that meeting up for pizza was somehow a coded terminology for these conspiracies of child trafficking and satanic sex rituals and, you know, very fanciful accusations being made. And as supporting evidence for these arguments, they would put pictures of the mural, they would put pictures of other artwork that had been displayed there, they would they were researching people who had performed at Comet Ping Pong, kind of this ridiculous witch hunt, I guess, what do you call it, confirmation bias, you know. It's like they're searching for evidence of something really evil having happened, so anything that looks strange or bizarre or can be kind of taken and shown out of context was then being presented as evidence on these message boards.
Now, how much of this story had you heard about before your name came up in anything that you were aware of? How much of this had you heard?
Well, I only found out about it from a friend who lives in D.C. who sent me a message on Facebook that there had been a, I guess it was an article in the Washington Post, that there was this kind of alt-right conspiracy brewing about Comet Ping Pong. And so my friend sent me a link to the article, and I think a photo of one of my murals was in one of these articles. So within a few days of that being out, people were Googling my name. They were finding my Instagram account, finding my Facebook, and I was starting to get some kind of very strange messages and comments and things like that.
What kind of messages are you getting?
Here's an Instagram comment. WTF is wrong with you. Everything about your whole page screams occult Lucifer worship. Lucifer is not equal to Jesus Christ. Then somebody posts, wasn't looking for your specific infantile excuse for art. WikiLeaks did, you pedophile supporter. Eat and die.
There's a lot of things being thrown out here. There's accusations of Satan worship. There's accusations of pedophilia. There's accusations of cannibalism. These are all being directed at you, but it escalated, didn't it?
Yeah. Maybe a week or two after the messages that I just read. I don't really use Twitter a lot, but then when I finally checked my account, I had been tagged in some things. This person, he says, the artist is Arrington de Dioniso. I say we lock and load and pay this sick a visit. Hashtag Pizzagate.
I say we lock and load and pay this sick expletive a visit. Did you interpret that as a death threat?
Absolutely. That's a very explicit and unmistakable attempt at intimidation. I don't believe that that person would actually carry out on a threat like that. But within a few days of this, somebody actually did bring a loaded weapon to the Comet Ping Pong restaurant in D.C. and even actually fired a couple shots at a wall because they were convinced that there was some kind of secret tunnel hidden behind a wall. And so, you know, this was an attempted domestic terrorist action based on the propaganda and lies that they had been reading online.
That has to, at the very least, concern you.
At that point, it was starting to get scary and weird. What I did decide to do was I took to my social media outlets and prepare a statement for Medium, which is a format for sharing blog posts. That post then generated about 50,000 views within a week. And so that resulted in a lot of overwhelming support and messages of solidarity. And so that was very encouraging. And it really kind of brought home to me the idea that people have always said, in reference to like online trolls, they say, don't feed the trolls, that, you know, any response that they get is just encouraging them to harass you more. But I think extraordinary circumstances call for extraordinary measures. I think in this case, you know, really a lot of the harassment that I had been getting has really died down very significantly. I think in no small part because I've been so vocal and kind of loud about it.
Were you frightened at all?
Frightened by the implications. I mean, these kind of coordinated campaigns of intimidation are designed to shut people up from, you know, broadcasting any kind of dissenting or nonconformist viewpoints or perspectives. You know, because I travel a lot as a musician, I have a lot of fans. So I have people who are ready to stick up for me because they know my work, they've seen my performances, and, you know, they're ready to come to my defense. What about a school teacher in Idaho somewhere who is up against this without that support network? You know, what about an activist in a community where they're facing a lot of antagonism from, you know, like a white supremacist organization or something like that? I mean, not everybody is going to have this online network to come to their defense. And that point has not been lost on me for even a minute.
Arrington De Dioniso is an artist, musician, performer from Olympia, Washington. Arrington, thank you so much for being on Sound Effect today.
Thank you so much for the conversation. I really, really appreciate it.